Welcome back to Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite. We're going to be joined by Ryan Mallett, one of the top recruits in the country, 6'6", 220 pounds, coming out of high school, number one recruit for Michigan. But before we do that, Ryan, hold on and listen to this quote from J.C. Pearson from Fox Sports about another Texas quarterback.
And when you're a young guy and you've never experienced that, it's a shocker. And so there's going to be an adjustment period for him. What the Cowboys have to do for Tony Romo is not put a lot of pressure on him. Give him easy throws early on, get him in a comfort level, in a rhythm, and then try to open it up. And obviously they should have the advantage in the passing game with Terrell Owens and Terry Glenn.
That's J.C. Pearson. We're joined by Ryan Mallett. Ryan, congratulations. You're a finalist for the U.S. Army High School Player of the Year Award. Way to go, big guy.
I appreciate it. It's a great honor.
How did you get to be so darn big at 18 years of age?
Well, my mom's side of the family, my uncle's 6'8", and I don't know. It's just my mom's side's got a lot of height, so that's where I got it from.
27 touchdowns this year, 62% passer, 2,500 yards, 71 touchdowns, and 7,500 yards in your career. We're joined by Peter Roby also from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society because we wanted to talk to you, Ryan, about what it's been like for you. How did you manage the pressure of being able to enjoy your final year? They got all these Friday night light shows and they're making on MTV stories about, you know, Texas and Alabama high school teams, and it can make you feel maybe a little bit unusually like a Hollywood star and take away from your focus on the game. How did you handle that?
Well, I mean, it really wasn't any pressure to me. I just played the game, and I mean, there's stuff at school where people are talking to you, and I mean, they expect you to win, and so we did that for the most part except for one time. So it wasn't just pressure to me. It was just having fun. That's how I like it.
And what about your parents? Did your parents play a role working with your coach to make sure that you could stay focused on your schoolwork and focused on the game itself?
I mean, it really wasn't hard, but my parents kept me going straight, and they were always there to give me advice if I needed it. So, I mean, they were played a huge part of my decision-making, and they helped me out a lot in school.
Peter Roby, do you have any questions for Ryan about what this represents for high schoolers who are having to maintain their integrity and their focus in the midst of being treated like they're Hollywood stars?
Thank you, Nick. Hey, Ryan, I was just curious as to what your recruiting situation was like. Did you commit early, or did you get right to the letter of intent day before you made a decision, or how did that whole thing go, and how did that affect the pressure that you might have felt or didn't feel during your senior year?
Well, I committed back in April to Michigan, and from the summer on, I was able to concentrate on my team and only my team and try to make us the best we possibly could, and I think that helped out a lot by making my decision early so I didn't have to worry about thinking about schools during the season.
Yeah. Nick, I think that's an interesting point because there's some folks that don't think the early signing period is a good thing, but in cases where athletes get bombarded their senior year with all kinds of text messages and emails and voicemail and coaches calling and pressuring them, it can really be a distraction. So I think this is another example of a young person knowing pretty well where they want to go and what they want to do and then having the opportunity to make that decision early so they can take all the heat off them and just enjoy their senior year. So I'm glad to hear that Ryan's situation was an enjoyable one.
Ryan, do you think maybe being in Texas where football is so big in high school, the whole Friday night lights thing, in some ways you were thinking about this a couple years earlier and you had a support network around you, that people understood what you were going through, so it was as if you could anticipate these pressures before they became too great?
Yeah, I mean, the support group at our school is basically the coaches and the counselors, and I mean, they guided me, and they could tell like when the coaches were telling the truth or if they were kind of blowing smoke. But they helped me a lot, is just like through all 4 years of high school, because they knew what was going to happen before I did, and the advice they gave me was so great, and I appreciate everything they did for me.
Okay, last question for you, big guy. Okay, you're thinking about filling in the shoes of great quarterbacks like Tom Brady, et cetera. Why not Ohio State?
they didn't recruit me.
Really?
No, they didn't recruit me.
What did you like about Michigan?
What did I think about Michigan?
What did you like about them?
Oh, what I like? Oh, I like everything about it. The school, the coaches, the players, it's like a family. And Ann Arbor is a great city. It's a great place to play college football, and I'm just ready to get up there and get playing.
All right, well, we're going to be looking for you, and maybe we'll check in with you during your first freshman year. Would that be okay? We'll check in and see how you're doing.
Sounds good.
Okay, buddy. Well, good luck in that big game, that All-American high school game tomorrow put on by U.S. Army. Want to thank Dan Hirschberg and the people there, and good luck, Ryan. Hope you win the award.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. That's Ryan Mallett, one of the top high school recruits in the country from Texarkana, Texas, who's going to be a starter for Michigan in the next couple years. And we're going to try to follow him a little bit and get a sense of what it's like today in this growing professionalization of high school sports. And Pete, what strikes you when you hear about a guy that is dealing with that kind of spotlight at the age of 17 and 18?
Well, the thing you worry about is that he's able to grow and be a well-rounded person, and that people don't just see him as an athlete or a quarterback, and that he doesn't just see himself as a high school American quarterback, but he sees himself as somebody's son and brother or sibling and a friend and a person that's a part of the community. And that's what we always worry about with people that start to specialize early or get a lot of attention early for their athletics, that people don't necessarily see them as being a well-rounded person that have other interests and that can contribute in other ways besides their athleticism.
Let's shift to the bottom 10, if you will, in sports put out by Character Counts and that list there of the Positive Coaching Alliance, I believe, put out something that you wanted to share with us. And certainly we're not going to go into it today, the tragic, violent, senseless end to the life of Darrent Williams. We're going to try to cover that next week with Mike Cleese from the Denver Post, who's writing a special article about it and how it affects that team. But today let's focus more on this recruiting thing, whether it's Nick Saban, whether it is what goes through high school athletes. But in particular, let's set it up with some of your choices from this list of the lower things, the bottom achievements of this year in sports.
Yeah, Jim Thompson, the founder and executive director of Positive Coaching Alliance, just sent out a letter that lists some of those things. So the Zidane headbutt during the World Cup final game, the brawl between the University of Miami and Florida International was on that list. Albert Hainsworth's stomping on the guy from the Cowboys' head and giving him 30 stitches. One that really was crazy was the Philadelphia area game, football game for 5- and 6-year-olds. A father allegedly pulls out a 357 Magnum during a dispute with a coach over his son's playing time. So think about that for a second. First of all, how can you actually play games of football with 5- and 6-year-olds? That's the first issue. And then the second issue is, how can you let yourself get so wrapped up in whether your son is playing or not playing when he's 5 or 6 years old, to the point that you would risk arrest and injury and hurting somebody by pulling out a 357 Magnum? And what are you doing bringing a 357 Magnum to a youth football game in the first place? It's these types of things that make you scratch your head. And as much as we want to say that sport can be such a positive influence on young people, these are the types of things that are making kids quit their sports at an early age in droves.
Well, we're going to go into more detail in our second half hour, as always, with Fred Eng from the National Alliance for Youth Sports and Dr. Andrew Jacobs, talking about the seduction of recruiting, sex lies, if you will, and videotape in football, and how difficult it is. Let's switch for a second to the Nick Saban thing. What is the key theme for you? And the fact that he says that he was trying to be true to himself, that his heart was no longer in it. But do you think that ultimately there's a lot of damage done when somebody publicly lies repeatedly that many times?
Well, I don't have as much of an issue with Nick Saban either deciding he was going or not going and what he said to the media as I do about the kind of money that the University of Alabama put on the table for him to come to Tuscaloosa and coach. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit the next time we get together.
Okay, brother, well, if you'll stick with us for just a couple more minutes, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, Peter Robey, final thoughts on what he's doing there at the Center for the Study of Sport in Society, about helping provide you, the parent, you, the player, you, the coach, with the schools, with the tools, with the skills to avoid some of these things and make sure other people have the right experience through sport. Stay with us on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius XM.